asking. Are you sure there is nothing he cannot do? Open your mouth and appreciate him. Ribaka sakata karabakuria baskanda. Rimaka sheribokuria baskanda yakata. Psalm 34, verse 4. Psalm 34, verse 4. Rimaka shakata rabaku. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. That fears underlined. I don't know your fear. Maybe it's the fear of tomorrow. Maybe it's fear of what you eat. Maybe it's fear of who will take care of you when you die. I don't know. Maybe fear of that interview, whether you are going to pass. Fear of house rent. Fear of school fees. Fear of that business. I don't know whether it will survive. I want you to pour that fear to God this evening. That is the first thing God told me to address. Do you know that the enemy cannot get you until he injects fear in you? In fact, fear is so powerful that it needs three virtues to handle fear. Three. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Of power. Of what? Of love. And a sound mind. So you have to have these three virtues to handle only fear. That is to show you how powerful fear is. I want you to pour that your fear out to God. What is fear?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, we reverence you. Thank you for rolling away fears. Thank you for convincing us once more that there is what I heard in the realm of the spirit physically. Here comes the answer. Praise the Lord. It is possible. God does not give you visions, revelations, dream, prophetic dream to entice you. That is not God. God is more than able to do what he said. God doesn't need application to perform what he said. Our problem is, how do I listen to our sister, how they converted him. How do I convert my dreams to reality? How do I convert my visions to reality? How do I convert what God said to reality? There is an answer. And you will receive that answer this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. Building the strong spirit. Part what? Obinna. Part 3. I think I won't go further than this in meditation. We will do other one. Because if I give you more than what you can chew. Praise the Lord. 1 John 1 verse 1. I would like us to read it in several versions. This one is New King James Version. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, underline heard, which we have seen with our eyes, underline seen with your eyes, which we have looked upon, underline looking upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Praise the Lord. Four stages to manifestation of spiritual realities. Four stages of manifestation of spiritual realities. Praise the Lord. The very first one is hearing. Hearing. The very first one is God speaking to you. From last year, January, we talked about hearing the voice of God. We are not going back. If you are not following, go to Poem Telegram, download it, or go there and listen to what it means to hear God. God can speak to you through audible voice, but this one is rare. Me, I have heard this voice like not up to 5 times in my entire life, hearing it audibly and knowing that it's God that is speaking to me. It's not up to 5 times. God speaks through dreams. God speaks through visions. Praise the Lord. But the most powerful way that God speaks to us, the highest form, is promptings. It's called knowing. Did you hear that Rema called Auntie Florence and told her that she saw Uncle Kingsley marrying you? How did she see it? Praise the Lord. In an atmosphere where the heaven is open, anybody can. imagination. Do you remember that God promised Abraham from Genesis 12? But God saw that his promises to him is not making any way. Then one day God was speaking to him. He now reminded God, God, now that you are talking to me, let me even chip this one in. You remember you promised me that you give me a child. And look at my age. Or is it Eliezer of Damascus that will be the heir? God now knew that all this thing he had been telling Abraham, it wasn't entering. Number one, God changed his name. What was God dealing with? Mindset. Father of one to father of nations. I want whenever they call you Nkechi, you will know that you will go round the earth, not just in Enugu State. God, first of all, changed his name and the name of his wife. What was God doing? God was working on his mindset. Because it's a gate. If that gate refused to open, answer will never come. No matter how powerful God is. Can you now see that all this while you have been blaming God, but you are the one locking the gate? Your belief system, your mindset. So you have to open that gate. Remember, God didn't stop there. Did he stop there? Not at all. One day God said, Abraham, yes, Lord, come. Come out. Abraham came out in the middle of the night. Look up. Look up. What are you seeing? Hey, I saw so many stars. I can't even count them. So shall your descendant be. So shall your children. What was God working on? His vision. His imagination. Imagination is the screen of the mind. Are you aware that when you keep on saying, poor me, poor me. You remain poor. If you tell me, poor me, I will tell you, never. I'm not poor. It's only that my billions is on the way. So, in the channel, I poor. What am I doing? I'm working on myself. Mindset. I can't take. It's not Oboho pride that you refuse to take the status the devil is giving you. No. Do you know who I am? Who are you? Daughter of the Most High God. My father is the CEO of the whole universe. It's only that sometimes when we say this thing, we don't mean it. The devil will say that you will forget everything. Forget that you are a son of a lion. Now my granddaughter here. That's our problem. Most time we forget. God carefully walked on their imagination. Count it as many as you can count. He couldn't count. They were too numerous to count. So shall your children be. What do you think happened? At night, Abraham will be trying to imagine what he saw. You find out that he can't even count them. That's the way it is. What was God trying to do? You know, the flesh will always want to fight the spirit. At times, something will happen.
emotion will be so high,
you can't even hear God.
That is why in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5, Bible says, pull it down. Pull it down. It's your duty to pull it down.
Uncontrolled anger, uncontrolled emotion, resentment, pull it down.
There are soul gates that hinders answers to prayers.
And when the gate is locked, your answer will be there. But when you keep on, God told me, I see it. You saw it. You heard it. You saw it. And you stayed on it.
You remember when Moses lifted up the serpent at the wilderness? What happened? Whosoever looks upon, what is God trying to do? God was trying to change their focus. Stop looking at the snake that is biting you. Look up and live. When you go to the Hebrew meaning of that looking up, it's called gazing. It's not just look. Gazing is when you begin to look at something with concentration, with undivided focus. You're on it.
One of my mates, my husband's elder brother, the wife, she saw all these China female girl pictures and she loved one. She was telling me this story and bought the, is it almanac, the picture, and pasted it on her wall. She became pregnant. Every day she will look at that picture. She's inside the room. She's on it. She kept on looking on the picture. She gave birth. And that girl was exactly like, both short, both face, everything was like China people.
What happened?
Gazing. She kept on gazing on it.
You are believing God for twins, triplets. Go and download it. Go and look for it and download. Thank God for AI. Keep on looking at it. Even when your body is speaking grammar, don't look at your body. Keep looking at what you are looking at. It's a very, very high technology in the realm of the spirit. How did Jacob deal with Laban? Is it not the same way?
Have you ever seen chameleon? How many of you have seen chameleon? What is chameleon known for? What happens?
If you are wearing this color and come close to chameleon, and that chameleon, you know, they are very quiet, and that chameleon gazes upon this my clothes, what will happen? It will change automatically to this color. Then another person will wear red and come close to that chameleon. As that chameleon beholds on that red cloth, what will happen? The chameleon will change to red. That is exactly what happens when we look on the word of God.
2 Corinthians 3:18.
A car, there's a car I like it too much. Go and download it. It's not meant for only Otedola and what are their names. Download it. Nobody will be you for download it. After all, it's from your phone.
There is no man, no great man of God you have seen that is not working on this thing I'm telling you.
This is the secret.
I am teaching you to give you assignments.
to marry. What type of husband do you want to marry? As God, anyone that go, it's a lie. Is it God that will marry the man for you or marry the woman? Go and write down what you want in that man. If your earthly father, woman, that can change, you will not beg your father for bread and he will give you stone. Neither will you beg him for fish and he will give you snake. How much more God of heaven? Gazing. Imagine. I've taught you how to clear imagination. Don't put all the yamayamas in your imagination and be disturbing God. It must be clean. I taught you how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, go and listen to the message. That's not our message this evening. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror. What are we beholding? The glory of the Lord. What will happen? We are being metamorphosed. It's like from caterpillar to butterfly. Total transformation. You see something that is growing. Always for a sudden, you see some beautiful entity flying. What happened? That is what the word of God does in the life of a man. Remember, you have to see before you start looking upon. I will see, there are times in a particular place, Holy Spirit will take me to a place. I will go and see. I will try to move around. I will come back. I'll keep on praying. Maybe that day or another day, he will still come and take me. Before you know it, I started knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit and the voice of Jesus. Don't you know that they are different? And even the voice of God. It happens as a result of beholding. When Holy Spirit speaks, you know that this is the Holy Spirit talking to me. When Jesus speaks, you will know this is Jesus. And before they will enter, I won't know any of the one that enter. But now, when they enter, I ask, who are you? In my mind. And they will tell me I am the Holy Spirit. At times, they will be angels. Enan showed me how to differentiate him from the angel. Before I don't mind, they hear my yen message. It's okay. But you can be walking in that realm. If you don't know all these things, it will give you. Because the spirit of knowledge, Isaiah 11 verse 2, and I'm a queen, is real. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. Is it not true? There is spirit of counsel. There is spirit of might. And there is spirit of fear of God. And there is spirit of knowledge. What are they? They are your tutors according to Galatians chapter 4 verse 2. They are your counselors. As you keep on going deeper, spirit of wisdom will tell you all those things you are praying. Spirit of wisdom will just drop it. Look at how to handle this. Bam! Do you know that wisdom is a woman? Hey, get you, Tony. Eh? Do you know? Oh yeah, go and read Proverbs now. Wisdom is a woman, and I've seen her. I saw her. Oh, one. Did I? I've never seen beauty. When you say something is big, I've never. I didn't even know that she was the spirit of wisdom. And I see, Kedo, the man, And she called me and gave me message, specific instruction. I was just saying, what? This beauty is something else. As I thought, Holy Spirit told me, you just encountered spirit of wisdom. Knowledge will expose some things about God to you. How do all these things happen? As I behold. It's in the word. Is it Jeremiah 29:13? If you search him with all your heart, what will happen? You will find him. The God we are serving is not a thing. It's real. Converting spiritual realities to physical. It's when you are gazing, as you keep on gazing, that instructions on what to do will come. Don't neglect it. It's when you are now gazing, one instruction. I took time, one certain time. I was praying farmer. I was praying morning. I was praying afternoon. I was praying night. As I'm speaking in tongues, I will speak and speak and speak. I remember her in prayer. Because that time it was something else. Flow that will come at the end of the month, or we book it, or took Luna book it. See, God, something must be done. Dragged her and was gazing. It was as I kept on gazing that I saw a solution that never worked for any other person. Custom-made solution downloaded from heaven, which I will not say with my mouth because it's custom-made. Amara, I've gotten the solution to this. Go and do the pyam, 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 pregnancy, pam. After that one, along Kukwazo, as I was praying, God said, go and tell her to do the other thing that she did before. Other people that did it, it never worked. Why? Custom made. It's for her. That is wisdom. That is knowledge. You will get it during this gazing. If you have gazed and no instruction, you didn't gaze well. Because when Abraham started gazing, what happened? Three men came. That wisdom told him, bring them into your house and entertain them. Is that not what happened? Was that not an instruction? It came as a result of that encounter. You will get concrete answer on that particular issue. It may be, I've not seen you dance unto me. Go and dance. Every day, dance for 10 minutes. I want to be happy. When I'm happy, I'll bless you. You see, on dancing. Sometimes, the instruction that will come as a result of that gazing, that looking upon, may be foolish. But that is God. Sometimes he will say, visit that person, pray with her. Sometimes he will say, go to hospital. Sometimes he will say, go to street evangelism. Specific instruction. Sometimes say, for 1 month, give me 12, between 12 to 2, give it to me 1 month. It will always come as a result of looking upon. If you looked upon and nothing happened, check if you looked well. As you are looking, instruction is flowing. That's what happens to me. What to do? Yes.
I am a millionaire. God have made me a millionaire. You are quoting it. You are acting. You act it.
You can't be a millionaire without casting the spirit of stinginess in you. It's not possible. You don't know money is a spirit. He doesn't like to go out when he enters a place. And it cannot flow until its currency. Currency is current. It flows. Is it not true? So it's flow. If you hold him, you'll be stalked. You hold it, you'll be stalked. You want it to flow, release it. And release it wisely. The reason why other men will hear word and begin to see results is how they have mastered gazing. I know when God will tell me to sow, and I begin to scatter seed like mad. When the flow will start coming, God is too real. This thing I'm teaching you, that's how prayers are answered. This is how prayers are answered. Filter every soul gate. You go to reasoning gate, you make sure that it's clean. There's no what if it is. What if it's not. Oh, you bang album and can watch it. Faith does not question God. Faith, in fact, the definition of faith is obedience. The definition of faith is yes, sir. Against all odds. The definition of faith is thank you, sir. I don't know how I hear God. Do you know why you are stuck? Because the last time you heard, you didn't obey. I know how if God is speaking, I don't have peace until I do it. Especially when involved doing something for somebody. Hey. Pressure. But calmly, he won't force you. But he will do it in such a way that you know it's God that is talking. And I'll manipulate it with them. And I can't manipulate. It's for your own good. And whenever a blessing is tied to an instruction, if you like, go around the whole world. It won't happen until you obey it. I'm telling you, whenever it's tied to an instruction, at times you obey and start crying. Yes. That tears is good. It's part of the obedience. It's better you obey and cry than I disobey and stalk. You wanted to give somebody 10,000. And you know that that person will jump up and jump down, roll on the ground, and greet you like 100 times. But God says it's 50. Obasanya. It's not that person's concern. It's you and God. She will or he will still be grateful. Do you know why I say all this? Because our major problem is not that we don't hear God, but we don't obey. And why don't we obey? Because we reason. When we clear these gates in Kuzelun, when you clear all those gates, you will see that God answers prayer. And what of those times you want to say, Satan, I know Satan, because you say this, I must do this. Is it not to counter the reasoning gates? I quickly obeyed God. Devil, you a liar. So you know. Faith is obedience. Faith is obeying God. And you don't need to involve anybody before you obey God. Abraham,
yes, sir.
Take your son, not Ishmael, the one that Hagar gave birth to, but your only son, that one I told you about. That's the son you will take to the mountain I will show you. The instruction was not complete, but at least he was able to know that he should take him out. And he didn't hesitate. The Bible said the ghost spoke at night, early in the morning. He never knew giving out Isaac is tied to becoming a father of nations. Could this be why that promise God made to you is still waiting to manifest? Because you are waiting to obey God. God told me, if I can clear you on this, it will be torrential. Answers to prayer will be torrential. Torrential. That's how it will happen. And he told me as you are speaking, so many people's ears are being opened. So many eyes are being opened. Prayer will no longer be petitioning God every morning, afternoon, and night. Prayer will now become fellowship. Because God will not be happy. When God will finish all the prayer points in your list, what then? What now will you be doing? Is it not to worship him? He'll be so happy, he won't even allow you to write any prayer point. He'll be so happy, that is when you are yet speaking. He will do what? He will answer. I cried when I was preparing this message. And I knelt down and I said, God, help me. Show me the gates that are still open in my life. And he started showing me. You think I'm a saint? I am not. All of us are walking towards perfection. We are not yet there. I asked him, show me the gates that are open. Have you ever seen where you have given? Or you have assignment also? Hey, God Almighty bless his tools. God Almighty bless his tools. God Almighty will get blessed. Oh Lord my God, open that gate. Help me. In what gate are you stuck? Is it the gate of your choice? Is it the gate of your will? It must happen the way you want it. This is how I want it. It's not how God said it, it's how I want it. Am I not God's toy? After all, when I finish, I will ask him for forgiveness. That's why you can't grow. You remain where you are. Every day, forgiveness, you refuse to obey. You keep on asking. He will forgive you, but you won't move from where you are. When God is counting on some people that he will show some divine secrets, he won't branch your corner. Because you mess it up. There are people that God can make custodian of his wealth. Don't you know? Won't you want to be one of them? This has been my desire. Make me your ATM so that when you need, I can release it without looking back. It does, no matter what. Let people be hearing you. When God be hearing people, when God asks you your own, Ijunim and me. Father, claim my imagination. So that I can concentrate. Listen to the word. But in area of healing, at Write down like 10 scriptures on healing. Dwell there. I am telling you. There's one of my mentors. He went to a conference and lost his pulse. And said, hey, I don't have strength to go back to that hall. And he decided to engage in imagination and began to pray. As he finished praying and opened his eyes, the pulse was by his side. A friend of mine, the brother was in South Africa prison. And they don't have just cause to keep him there. And they called another friend and they began to pray. God took them to South African prison. And he opened the door and told the brother to come out. The brother came out. They came out. Before you know it, both of them are in Nigeria. You think it's a joke? It's because of this gazing. You can't move in this level until you know how to obey God. When you are selfless, some of us are the angels that God assigned to us, they are weak because you are not giving them any job. That they are double a human rosary one day. Say there, some of your angels have been transferred to me because they are doing nothing. You are not giving them what to do. This thing is a real Christian life. It's our life. It's our life. Not even to talk of Zoe life. Then you are now a child of God. You are now battling with sickness. There is a time when we reach, it's called glory realm. In that realm, hey, a man told me that the clothes will be dirty. He will enter into his room to pray. Eh? Because the presence of God came down, the clothes, after prayers, the clothes will be as clean as. What happened to the clothes? The glory of God. Are you surprised? Why will you be surprised? When they were walking in the wilderness for 40 years, nobody changed their clothes. Nobody bought new shoes for them. 40 years. What did you think that happened? Obigwe oji nehihe obogide oku nabani epoghi ghota ya obuchi oru ebube. That's what happened. You walk in that glory. I want to spoil you to know the God you are seeking. One of the ancients, I don't want to call the name, entered my room and grabbed me by hand. He said, put your leg where I put my own. He said, I want you to enter my shoes. It's not, he died many, many years ago. I was crying, I was doing it. See, all these things are possible. Don't conclude. My pastor friend, the wife had stroke and the blood entered his brain at Annunciation. He was calling me as if I'm the one. I said, no, Pastor Obuzikwagi was calling me. Hey, before 2 a.m. he's calling me. On Tuesday, I went somewhere and I said, let me drive straight to Annunciation. I prayed for the woman was unconscious. Blood entered his brain. And we prayed. And I left. As she slept and woke up, everything cleared. The pastor called me. My wife is totally healed. I say, amen. That's what God is calling us to do. It's not to showcase anybody, but to glorify Jesus. Are you ready to walk in this realm? It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. All those things that happen in the old is even more possible now than then. They don't have Holy Spirit. You have Holy Spirit. You are born by Obadobado of the whole universe. When Jesus died, the Bible says he swallowed death in victory. Is it the death that Jesus swallowed for us that is threatening you? This was God, what God asked me this afternoon. 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus swallowed death and gave me victory. Death was swallowed. Even here, una madu nori he. Ono pia death. Which death is now threatening you? When he swallowed death, you can't sleep in peace because you are thinking of if you die. Who told you you will die? Eh? Can death die? You are dead already in Christ. And God told me, still this week, I think on Monday, he said, there's nobody that wants to live that will die. Before you die, you will conclude that you want to die. It's you that will conclude that you want to. If you say you won't die, do you imagine a death in Anuye? I'm not looking so. So do you know who I am? You won't touch me and you maintain your status quo. He will look at you, only Gidaya phone, you will turn back. What am I saying? The victory is certain. The freedom is certain. Let's walk in it. He gave it to us free of charge. He said, come, ye that thirsty, you are hungry. Come. Come and drink it in without no cost. We're going to pray. And when you do all these things, do you know what will happen? You will hold it. You will hold that child. You will hold that wife. You will hold that children. You will hold your health. You will hold that money. You will hold that business. You will hold your purpose. Begin to fulfill it. God have given you nations. Go and buy Atlas. Go and buy the globe. Put it where you'll be looking at it. Say, me, I will go around this earth. Whether the devil like it or yes. You are seeing it. You are becoming it. And before all these things will happen, you have to have a relationship with Christ. If you don't have any relationship with him, it's an opportunity to say, Lord, I am tired of every day being Christian. Tomorrow I'll fall. Next tomorrow I will stand. No, stop falling and standing. It's time to release it. Bam, bam. What are you even doing with that life outside him? I would like to pray for you. If you say, cry, Jesus, today, I want to walk in this realm. I don't want to guess it. I want to move in this realm. I'm giving you an assignment. Write that prayer point and write 10 Bible passages or verses concerning that prayer point and begin to read it. Read it every day, 3 times every day on Thursday. You come with testimony. If you want to give your life to Christ, or you want to release that life to him, can you wave your hand? Is there anyone here that wants to give his life to Christ? Repeat this prayer after me. Oh Lord, my God, I ask you to come into my life. I reject the world, the sin, and the devil. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me and make me whole. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. If you raise up your hand, can you stand? Can you stand on your feet? God bless you. Please, can you come out? If you won't mind, God bless you. Come out.
Come out. Let me pray for you.
Yes, come out. Sister, come out. Yes, come out. Yes. Rabakashakata.
You never change. You never change. You never change. Lion of Judah.
Follow this, my brother. Give him your name. He will tell you what to do. God bless you. Can we give our offering? On Thursday, we will change gear. Your offering. And stand up on your feet. Let me pray for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a token of love to you. Thank you for loving us the way you do. As we have lifted up our hands to give you, we not bring it down empty. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you. While I was preaching, I saw that the Holy Spirit was, I saw something like hanky, wiping away tears. That's what I saw. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, that cry you cry will be the last you will ever cry. That thing that making you to shed tears will be the last you will ever shed tears. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whosoever that come here with any burden of illness, ailment of any kind, arthritis, rheumatism of any kind, God told me that you are healed. Consistent headache, you are healed. Body pains, body pains, you are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, go in peace. You continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare, nobody will take what belongs to you. No man, no woman will take what belongs to you. Wherever they conspire, I command confusion in their midst. I scatter them in confusion. No man, no woman will take what belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your prophetic helpers are under pressure to release what belongs to you. In Jesus' name. You go home and you will come back with your mouth filled with testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please, if you are coming for the first time, come to this, my left-hand side, so that we follow up on Thursday continues. Let us share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. See you on Thursday. Please come on time. God bless you.
Never change. You never change. You never change.